Do you have a podcast that you're passionate about? Are you looking for a professional studio to help bring your vision to life? Then look no further than Crux Media Group Studios. Located at 903 West Evans Street in Florence, South Carolina, Crux Media Group Studios is a full-service podcast studio that offers recording, editing, consultation, live streaming video recording, and more. We have state-of-the-art equipment and a team of experienced professionals who can help you create a podcast that is professional, polished, and engaging. Whether you're a first-time podcaster or a seasoned pro, Crux Media Group Studios can help you take your podcast to the next level. Contact us today at 843-407-1673 to learn more about our services and to schedule a consultation.
Let's get it started in here.
Gossip, music, news, entertainment, and heated discussions. The DJ Blaze Radio Show starts now.
Welcome. It's Wednesday. Welcome to another episode of the DJ Blaze Radio Show podcast. This is our list episode.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
It's your boy Be Easy.
It's your girl Corey.
It's your boy Al.
Lady, gentlemen, how are you guys?
Wonderful.
Great.
Mm-hmm.
Wednesday. Nice Wednesday.
Nice Wednesday. The weather is weathering.
The weather is weathering.
Yep.
It's hot.
Or cold.
It's hot. 72 degrees.
Think it's 72?
72 degrees.
Not yet.
I don't think it's 72.
Yeah.
Wednesday, it's 72 degrees.
We gonna see.
What if they listen to early in the morning?
Yeah, I know it ain't 72.
Probably about 63.
You think so?
Okay. Yep.
Now you got me looking at the weather. Ooh, Wednesday 72.
Well, people, while they looking for the weather, today's show is going to be top five TV show themes.
Theme songs.
I was thinking, did we do this on the show before?
I think
it doesn't matter
have.
Because we weren't here.
Yeah, no, y'all
don't
here.
Matter.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Don't matter.
Ooh. Shots talk your shit.
Shots
talk
fired.
Your shit.
Shots fired.
Talk your shit. Pop your shit. Sometimes
Corey and L would be easy now.
Hey, I'm just sitting back. I
Three Musketeers.
Pop your shit. Okay.
We here.
Did you call me a nigga?
Did you?
What? When?
I'm joking. Look, you gotta roll with the jokes.
I'm like, yeah, he's a good nigga.
See, we matching. You gotta know. Sometimes you gotta know it. You gotta know what to wear.
What color's your underwear?
Whoa, ho.
See, that's what's wrong. That's why it's a double standard.
Yeah, we're not doing
I hate
this.
Double standards. Because I cannot, if you walk in the room and I say, hey, what color is your underwear?
No. You already know why I'm saying that.
No. I'm going to clip that part out. I'm going to clip that part out and I'm going to put it on.
Please do.
Yeah. But before we clip anything out, before we get started with all this, we got an email from the homie Philly. Shout out to Philly. And this is from the Guilty Pleasures episode.
Okay. Oh, boy.
He said, yo, bull. Yo, L.
You.
Yo, Corey.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody. Be Easy. Now, what did I say? The word. My first one that y'all picked on me all week for.
Cookies.
There you go. He said, I don't want you, bull. Nothing else on the list will elicit more of a laugh than cookies did. gotta agree with Bull and Corey. Buying little kids who can't afford stuff in the store isn't a guilty pleasure. You're giving back to the hood like Lino Brown, L. That's a commendable act.
You know, I thought about that, and I think it's a guilty pleasure because I don't tell people I do that.
Yeah, that's weird.
Why should he tell?
You should. Get the credit. You deserve. At least your wife...
She know.
I'm she sure people. She know.
She
I don't
know.
Tell nobody.
I mean, she's remember. Been there. That's the only reason. She knows.
Oh.
She knows if something. Matter of fact, when that episode came out, when that episode came out Monday, right?
Mm-hmm.
So Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. Tuesday night, I'm walking in a Walmart out of town.
Mm-hmm.
A lady's outside with two kids, asked for Pampers.
You went in and bought Pampers?
I went and brought the Pampers. Well, before I went all the way in, I asked the greeter. I said, hey, do those people be out there all the time asking for money? He said, no, but don't give them nothing. Don't give them nothing. I was like, if she need Pampers, I'm giving the Pampers.
Yeah,
especially if she's not there all the time asking for help.
I don't like shit like that. Yeah. Like, it was a lady. I was getting fuel at a truck stop. And the lady, she drove up in her SUV or whatever. She's like, sir, you got any money for gas? I just need a gallon of gas. I don't got no cash. She was white.
Yeah.
And a woman.
Oh, she got it.
And she could have got, she could have sold it. So.
But what I did before that.
Double standard.
Yep. Sell it.
I went I went inside to we return shit.
Customer care, customer service.
To make sure customer service was closed.
Because
I didn't want to go in there and buy them Pampers, and she went in there exchanged them Pampers.
Uh-huh.
So it was either that, or I was going to poke my finger through the hole of the barcode so she could return the shit.
But they can type it in, though.
I got finished. I would have opened them up. But, yeah.
And you keep the receipt.
Yes, I brought it. And, yeah, I definitely threw the receipt away before I gave it to her.
Word. He says, Corey, do you enjoy drinking more by yourself or with people?
By myself.
Okay.
Because I start writing after. I'm either listening to a book or I'm writing, and the creative juices are going, so I'm in the zone.
Mm-hmm. He says, "Well, damn, L has a whole arsenal, eh? Respect being armed to protect you and your peoples. Farting around little kids in stores to blame them for that smell is diabolical. Yeah. Don't have any guilty pleasures. I like what I like. Don't care if said things are held in high regard or not. So I put my twist on my Joan and list 5 not guilty pleasures in no particular order.
It's pleasures."
Money, women, sneakers, clothes, shisha, live sporting events.
Shisha.
Yeah.
Shisha. You know what shisha is, right?
Is that the friggin'.
It's the proper name for hookah.
Yeah.
People say they smoke hookah,
but they didn't really smoke shisha.
That's what I was going to say.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay. He said, another good episode. Can't wait to hear the next list. And Regular Jones. Appreciate you. Philly, email us, djblayshow@gmail.com. Let us know your top 5, especially theme songs. Let me see. So we're going to kick this thing off here.
I'm going to let the people know from here on.
Mm-hmm.
My 5 are, they probably my top 5s because they're the most famous. Like when a theme song come on, and you can repeat the words of the theme song itself. Those I consider those my tops.
Okay. So your first one?
My first one is The Facts of Life.
Number 5 is The Facts of Life.
Yeah, Facts of Life.
Yeah.
Come on, man.
Why do you like just the words?
Listen. Come on, man. That's a classic right there.
This just reminds me of WGN for some reason. Like it used to be on syndication on WGN.
Come on, man. That's it. You take the good, you take the bad, thinking don't think you have.
Don't even know the words.
Yeah, you know. You
when I get to mine, I'm going to know the words.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I'm going to know the words.
Well, you better not do it.
What?
Not that number one.
What do you think my number one is?
It can be. What's what I think your number one going to be?
You might not know me.
All right.
Your number one. Not healthcare.gov. Not in this economy.
Corey, you ready?
Yes, I am.
What's your number 5? He getting ready.
Yeah, what's your
my number 5? Please don't judge me. The Twilight Zone.
Spooky.
Okay. The theme music.
Yeah.
Because they didn't sing.
It's iconic.
They didn't song. It's so iconic. Yeah, and everybody uses it when something creepy happens.
Or something.
Because somebody would just be, oh my God. Like,
yeah.
I use it on the Music Jones when Doogie is talking about some conspiracy shit.
Uh-huh.
I'll play this for him.
See?
Oh, that's perfect.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Yep. I love the Twilight Zone.
Shout out to the Twilight Zone.
Twilight Zone. I remember
that. Shout out to the Twilight Zone.
And I watched it a lot as a kid, too.
I was too scary.
I watched it.
It wasn't even good like that as far as like the graphics, but because it was black and white, but it was too creepy.
It was just creepy.
I don't like creepy shit. Yeah, I don't like creepy,
creepy
shit.
It was creepy. It was creepy
as hell.
Now, freak. I like freaky shit, but creepy shit? Nope. Now, mine.
If y'all want to hear about that, go back to the last episode. You're going to hear a whole lot.
Now, mine has a lot of seasons, but this season might be my favorite of this one. Shout out to the OG, Bobby McFerrin. Y'all don't know about Bobby McFerrin.
Oh, come on, don't worry, be happy.
Okay. He did all this with his mouth.
Hey, yo.
Yeah, The Cosby Show, season 4.
So this was your favorite theme?
Of The Cosbys?
Of The Cosbys.
Probably so.
For real?
Yeah. Okay. I like, you gotta shake your head to
you
the side.
You gotta Cosby it.
Yeah. And then the kids were growing up. You know, kids were growing up. Mm-hmm. They did a little dances.
Yeah.
I did like the one when they were like kind of tropical and they was doing all of that.
Oh, that was close to the last season.
Close to the end, yeah. Mm-hmm. This was a good one. Then they had one that was a little bit more jazzy, hip hoppy.
Yeah.
But yeah, this one probably was the one. Okay. This just that one just reminded me of
growing up.
Well, so you know what I'm saying? You know I was raised by religion or whatever. So on Thursday nights, that's when
8 o'clock.
That's when The Cosby Show came on.
Yep, 8 o'clock.
But we weren't home, so my stepdaddy used to record it on Thursday nights. Mm-hmm. And then we would come back and watch it. So I just remember him playing that, watching it.
Oh,
you
man.
You know what I'm saying? He would, you know, he had the VCR. You had to set the recording and all of that. But he would watch. And I just remember that one vividly, that version. You
Did
know
you
what
put
saying?
The tape in?
Oh, that was his job. That nigga had recordings of everything. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Football games, just all kind of shit. But anyway, your number four.
My number four. All right, this goes with, like I said, when it comes on, you singing it. Yeah. Everybody knows this theme song, man.
Mm-hmm.
The Jeffersons.
Black people for sure.
Of course.
Shout out to Norman Lear.
Come on. In the sky. Come on.
And that line made into a lot of like shit. Like I want my deluxe apartment in the sky. In the sky. Shit
yeah,
like that.
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
what I'm
yeah, yeah. And it's probably was a church song. That part was my favorite.
Beans don't burn on the grill.
That was what you call it singing? Ain't it?
Ooh.
No, it wasn't Aretha. No, didn't she sing a version?
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. No, Aretha?
I don't know.
Maybe not. No, it was Florence singing.
Ain't no
for real?
I want to say no. She sang somebody's.
We got to look that up.
She sang somebody's theme song.
Okay.
Mm. Yeah.
Yep. Okay. The Jeffersons.
Jefferson. Shout out to George
Wheezy.
George, I'm horny. what's your number four? That's a George.
Not Wheezy.
Mm-hmm. Oh. This is a bop right here.
Yes. So
this is letting me know your age
four.
A little bit.
Nope. You still won't get it. The Proud Family. Family every single day and night. Even when you start acting like a fool. You know I'm loving every single thing you do.
Who's that, 3LW?
Do nah. not disrespect Destiny's Child and Solange.
That's Solange.
It's Solange and Destiny's Child. Let me say it right.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it's all of Destiny's Child.
Yeah, it was all three of them, but it was Solange. She was the main one.
Oh, because mm-hmm. I just, when I was looking for this sound, it was a video of Solange and Kelly. And then they said some kind of way Beyonce came,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if she was supposed to be there.
Oh, I don't think Michelle was there. I don't know.
Yeah, but I don't know for sure anyway. But yeah,
This is a classic.
It's a band. It's another, it's a video of a band playing that. I think it's Jackson State played mm-hmm. that.
Yeah. Oh,
but shout out to,
oh yeah,
the Proud Family.
Now mine is a cartoon also. This take me back to when I was in elementary, get home from school, middle school. My number four. That was on the sun. It's Darkwing Duck.
I see.
The funny thing
is Trouble you call DW. Let's get dangerous.
You just told us your age.
Yes.
That's funny.
Better watch out, you bad boy.
say that part one more time.
Better watch out, you bad boys. but check this out. So a lot of mine, I'm gonna go ahead and spoil Barry the Lee. A lot of mine are cartoons. But for some reason, you can't save cartoons to a list on YouTube.
Really?
Yeah, because it's labeled as kids. So that ain't the original Darkwing Duck.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a redoing now.
Yeah, right. The original, a guy sang.
Black man sang it.
A white guy.
No, it's a...
White guy wrote it. I'm going to say that.
I know it's one that a black guy sung a lot of those... Like those type of shows from back in that time. It was like he did like 3 or 4 of them. I can't remember which ones it was though. But anyway, that's my number 4.
Mm-hmm.
That's my number 4.
Yep.
Yeah. Now, L, your number 3 is a classic.
Of course. Come on, man. You don't even have to say nothing. You just put it on.
Yep.
And just be like, you let people. Is it going to start?
I got a question.
My life got turned upside.
Do you know the second
down,
verse?
I like to take a minute, just sitting right there. It's a song.
Yeah.
Which part?
The second verse. So after the part that go off on the with the car on the TV.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. It's another verse after
that.
I didn't know that. They played it on the radio one day.
Who's driving the taxi when he pulls off?
Her son.
Quincy Jones.
That ain't no Quincy
so
Jones.
Disrespectful.
I thought it was a Spanish guy.
It's Quincy. Look, it's gonna come up.
Uncle of Bel
Air. I don't know no second verse.
Is it really?
Oh, this is different too.
Yeah, this is the whole thing.
Yeah, this is the whole thing.
Oh, okay. Oh, they ain't chopping.
Speaking of Will Smith, have y'all heard his new songs coming out?
We talked about one.
Yeah, we had it on. You was here?
Yeah, no, there's another one he just dropped. Yeah.
That's Quincy Jones.
That's Quincy watching. See him?
I didn't recognize him.
Yeah.
Shout out to Quincy.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is a longer version.
Rest in peace.
Come on, man. Come on, Will. I wonder if Quincy wrote this song. Well, not the rap verse, but did the music.
It said it. His name. Oh, no, that was.
Not the show, but
yeah,
the
that
music.
Was the show.
Yeah. That's a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
What's your number 3?
Number 3. My number 3.
My number 3 is
that was
one.
No, that was
on
number
4.
That was my number 3. That was number 3.
Yeah.
Flat App.
I didn't watch this show.
When I can't trust no one else.
That's what that black girl?
So Kyla Pratt.
Kyla Pratt, yeah. And,
Lord,
and Flex.
So fine.
She still look like she looked back then.
No, she don't. She look grown as a motherfucker.
Her daughter looked just like her.
No, I'm thinking about no, Kyla Pratt plays Proud
on
Family.
Proud Family,
yes,
yeah.
Kyla Pratt. Oh my God, Jesus Christ, Kyla Pratt is fine. Yes.
You got some drool on the side.
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah. I gotta leave it there.
It's your nipple because I'm drooling.
Yeah. Guru. Oh, why you stop it? Oh, a clip song. It went
yeah,
to. Oh, that song was over.
Yeah.
Damn, that's a little quick song.
Yes.
Shout out to 101 for that quick ass song.
Out.
I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
Were you happy?
Well, you heard a little bit of it. Now, this is a season that you don't like of this song.
I already know what it is.
Yeah, but my number 3 goes to season 2 of The Wire. Just listen to the...
Boom, boom.
See, you hear the strings? Boom, boom. When you walk to the garden, I love that. It's so bluesy.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Man, just hearing that, man, I could see me in front of the TV watching.
I love this. Yeah, the one I like the least is probably the one... Season 4 of The Wire. But yeah, you know. And they it's the same song. They're just different variations.
They changed them up. Yeah.
Yeah,
I didn't like the one with the singing. The
kids,
the black kids singing.
Yeah, I
didn't
like,
I
that,
didn't
one
like that one.
Yeah.
So The Wire.
Yeah, so that's my number 3.
Alright. My number 2.
Okay.
My number 2 gotta be the most famous theme song ever.
You think so?
Gotta be.
That's debatable.
Name another one.
Bad Boy, watch your boom.
And then after Bad Boys the movie came out, and that,
yeah,
it just jumped
that's
it up
the
even
best
more.
Of Miss Messness knows the hang. Dude, you gotta learn the words.
Good Times is right behind it.
Yeah, I think it's an older show than Bad Boys.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when we come for you?
But they cheating though, cause Bad Boys is a real, I mean, that song is a real song.
Yeah, it is. Circle World. World.
Yes.
Yeah? Yeah.
And that's the all best right. Of Miss Nessness, no snake. I'm really, like, I was really singing. My bad, y'all.
What's your number? What's your, where we at?
Your number two?
What, season two, what?
That.
I got what,
really?
The one
you
I got.
Which
you
one
get.
You got?
You should have said it early. I don't know. I didn't really. You about to see.
Oh, that's it. Yep.
Yeah, I knew not to get season one.
Well, my parents love me.
Y'all should have seen it. That's his jam right there.
They was jamming.
Yeah.
They was jamming. You just started jamming.
Man.
That's my jam.
They look like they had so much fun doing that.
Yeah.
That daggone theme.
This Aretha, too.
Mm-hmm.
Exactly. You could tell.
Oh, yeah. She grabbed his face. Mary Alice. I forgot she was in that.
Man. Look at Sinbad.
Yeah, he can walk.
You're stupid. It's too soon, son.
True indeed. Shout out to Cree Summer still getting it. She be all on all of the shows.
Voiceovers. Yeah, she's voiceover queen.
She's killing it. She made a whole new career doing that. If y'all didn't know, that's Freddie.
Freddie, yeah.
Different world.
Shout out to Freddie. Now, my number.
My girl been on the Rugrats forever.
Your number two?
My number two is classic.
Dum, dum, dum.
Now, this is the SVU version.
Dum, dum, dum.
You hear them strings. You hear them strings. We probably going to get sued for playing this motherfucker.
Yeah, shut it down.
Shout out to Tutuola.
Dum, 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 dum,
yeah. But yeah, Lord Knows that's for you. That's my number. What is this, number three?
That's two.
Yeah, no, this is my number two.
Number two.
Jesus Christ, I'm almost over.
Y'all, it's almost over.
Yeah. I want to play something for y'all for my number one. I play it
honorable mentions.
No. It's off of your number one.
Oh, my number one's strong.
Yeah, your number one's strong. But
man, it just my number one.
I made a beat off of your number one.
It puts you in a zone.
It do.
Woke up this morning, got yourself a gun. Come on, man.
Yeah.
My number one and my number one series ever, The Sopranos.
I knew.
Yeah.
I knew.
I started to start this the other day, but I might start it next week.
Man, when you start it, call me.
You'll know because I mentioned it on the show.
Boy.
Yeah, I did a beat sampling this. For. Yeah,
that,
this is strong.
Yeah, man.
Was this a song? Or did this just get created?
I think
for
it was a song.
Oh,
I think
okay.
It was a song.
Yeah. So shout out to that song.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good one, classic.
When you play a song that was a song before, and the people say, "Oh, that's the Sopranos theme song," instead of the name of the song.
Yeah, like the Bad Boys. Yeah,
the Bad Boys. Yeah, exactly.
Now you're number one.
Huh.
Uh-oh,
my number one got sampled.
It did?
It was on TikTok for a little bit. Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. You gotta start that over and they gotta hear that opening.
They sampled that part.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is a number one. This had to be somebody number one.
This is a good number one. This is a good number one.
Yeah.
Dang.
You know what?
How y'all feel?
That's a runner up with for black people.
Yeah, this is a very specific age group.
Era.
And I picked this one because you didn't say what season, so I went through. I had to go through and do my own picking. Like, maybe she meant
this one.
Oh, my bad.
So. Oh, yeah, the original.
Yeah, that's the one.
This is the one.
I like the other ones.
The other ones were good, but this one?
Yeah, this is the one. This one that was in their stride.
That beat.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Shout out to Martin.
Shout out to your number one. Now my number one. Oh, I forgot my number one was it wasn't on there. What did I say?
Nah,
because I couldn't save it and I couldn't find a variation.
We don't care.
It can't be us.
You better get it together.
Nah, I'm too old for SpongeBob. Y'all too old for SpongeBob.
That's a strong one though.
Yeah, because I know it.
The pineapple under the sea.
I didn't really
When the kids yell when it first coming on?
SpongeBob!
Yeah. I really didn't watch SpongeBob like that, but I know that song.
Did y'all ever see the cursing episode?
No. I got to look it up now.
But mine,
it's like Arthur. Arthur has a cursing episode. You remember the old TV show? I'll tell y'all after.
B, why you didn't tell me? I'll let you talk to this guy.
How I knew you was going to do DuckTales.
Yeah.
Listen, they tell the whole show. Might solve a mystery, but what else they gonna do? What's the name of the show?
DuckTales.
Okay.
Get out of here.
Then they get a breakdown too. Let me see. The danger.
Let it play. Let it play. Give them they flout. Let them shine real quick.
Yeah. Shout out to DuckTales. Shout out to Disney. They had all of them.
This guy, he did like five or six other things.
Chip and Dale's probably. Tailspin probably.
Could be Tailspin.
You had him on your show?
Yeah, I had him on the show.
I think I remember that.
Super cool guy. I don't know if I put the episode out, but super cool guy. He had so much to talk about. I told him I'll call him back and we got to do another interview of just him.
We need to
We need to link it back.
Link up with him because he got some hit. Yeah, let's get into some of these honorable mentions. See if I can pull them up.
Who has some honorable mentions?
I got a couple.
Go ahead, L.
I had a handful. Let me see. I guess I'll go with whatever B pulls up.
Just I don't know.
Okay. Miami Vice. Miami Vice.
Oh yeah, that's a classic.
Yeah, my number two honorable mention was The Wire too, so we don't have to mention that. But Miami Vice, that when you hear that dunk, that right there.
Oh yeah. This is so 80s.
It is, man.
Right? It's so 80s.
That's the Coke and Ferrari days.
Yeah. I mean, still the Coke days. It's the Coke and
then they dancing like this.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they always
I remember that scene.
After
the guy
they do it, they
the guy playing High or Lie. I do remember that.
I was just watching this over again probably a couple months ago. Started from episode one going up.
Yeah. This is good. You got any more?
I got one more. Let's see. One more honorable mention. Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, man.
That's classic. Hold on. How did song go?
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Oh, yeah.
But it's just him, though.
A beautiful day for neighborhood.
It's the pianos or something. That
Would you be mine?
Mm-hmm.
You got any? Could you be mine?
Honorable mentions?
Of course I do. I always have honorable mentions. Living Single.
Shout out to Big Les.
Single.
This shit must be listening.
Oh, so in the ladies kind of world.
So tell me, do you think this theme song or Martin's theme song was bigger?
Martin.
I like
that's
Living
a close
single.
One.
Oh, huh? That is a close one.
I like
one.
Living Single better.
Because they had singing, like actual, like a verse and chorus.
You know who's singing, right?
No.
Queen Latifah.
No, she rapping.
I thought she was rapping.
Oh, okay.
I know she, but she can sing.
I think she's singing also.
Head up, boy, keep your head up.
Yeah, she is singing. Watch.
I don't know if that's her singing.
Listen, watch. Pure blue, it sounded like blue.
Nah, that ain't her singing. I don't think that's her singing.
We got to.
We Google it. We got a phone in your hand. Now I'm talking about the living. I don't think that's her singing the
My other another honorable mention. Golden Girls.
Oh, classic.
Come on. Yeah. Thank you for being a friend. Travel the world and go back again.
That dude sung that.
That is a classic.
He sung that on
It probably should have been on my top five, honestly. I feel like I disrespected them a little bit.
He sung that on stage with the original singer. Like
really?
The black dude.
Uh-huh.
He sung that on stage.
Get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, put that on.
Thank you for being a friend. That who recorded that? You got the wrong.
Hey, so we started from the bottom over here.
Oh, that's the guy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's him listening to it.
This is my butt right here.
Why black people gotta take everybody to church?
Why you put extra sauce on it? He good when he killed the song. You killed
All right, that's enough for him.
Yeah. B, turn it down. Killed it.
He killed. You did. You're right. He did.
Another honorable mention of mine. Happy Days. Do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. I'm not.
Sunday, 5 o'clock.
Sunday, Monday, happy days.
Yeah. That's the one with the Fonz, right?
Yeah. That's before y'all, though.
It's before you, nigga.
I watched it, though.
The Fonz came out in the 60s, nigga. You weren't born?
Go watch it. Go look up the listings of the airtime.
When did it come out?
I know the time it used to come on TV.
What I'm saying
regular
is,
TV.
What I'm saying is it came out in the 60s, right?
Nah, probably.
Google
74.
Okay.
Were you born? You was born in 74?
What's the airtime?
When did it come out?
What's the airtime?
How old? When
74.
What's the airtime?
To when?
Hold on, air date.
That's not your era. It's just old. You
from
just
74
watched it.
To 84.
Okay.
How old were you in 84?
I was watching it.
Who's? I'm not saying you weren't watching it, but it wasn't for you. For you, it wasn't for you.
It was for me. I can it tell wasn't you episodes. For you.
No, what I'm saying is,
I know what you're saying.
Exactly. That's not
he
your
just
show.
Want it. Yeah. He just want it.
We all too young for that. You yeah, too, y'all young, too, for young.
And then,
y'all too young
for that. Another honorable mention: Dawson's Creek. I don't want to wait.
Oh, that was a real song.
That was a real song too.
Was it a real song or did they make
it? Was a real song. Okay. It was a real song. Yeah. Real song. But you don't. You can't hear that song and not think of Dawson's Creek.
I can because I didn't. I never watched Dawson's Creek. Yeah.
Men didn't want
half
that.
And half. Through the journey of discovery,
you got
finding you and
I know
finding
what channel
me.
Used to watch.
UPN 9.
UPN.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't 9 here, was it? Was it UPN 9? It was 9.
Yeah. We were UPN.
UPN was number channel 5.
And then Mr. Cooper.
Hanging
with Mr. Cooper.
No, it wasn't Hanging with Mr. Cooper.
Yes, it was.
Cooper.
No, but it was said. They said Hanging with Mr. Oh, wasn't did. It?
I'm yeah, it was.
It wasn't really?
It was cool. I'm about to play
you gotta
it right
play
now.
That.
Yeah, that was En Vogue.
Music. Oh. Yeah. That's hanging it. With my man is also good.
I wish we had the camera rolling.
Right.
Told you. Tell me. Hanging with Cooper. Mr. Cooper.
I did not say it like that.
So you just
might
made,
as well.
You just made up.
I mixed up the words, okay?
God, why is it doing that? You
got the, I you mixed had, up the words.
You
I
had
mixed
the
up
whitest,
the words.
The whitest Cooper. Singing ever. Cooper. Mr. Cooper.
No, I said hanging with
Mark
Mr.
Curry.
Cooper.
Yeah, but she made yo.
Yeah, he was like, yeah. Mr. Cooper is on TV now. Watch it.
Does that even still air?
I don't think it does.
I don't think so.
I don't think they had enough episodes to go in syndication.
Steve Harvey had to take it down.
Oh, yeah. That was one of the things somebody said.
Mm-hmm.
They said he stole his.
Stole the whole idea.
Mm-hmm. Stole the cover.
Yep.
Everything. Like the cover of the.
The concept, too.
Everything, yeah. Because
the concept is a. That's crazy.
The only, teacher.
The only thing is his background was music and Mr. Curry's background was. Well, Cooper's background was basketball.
Yeah.
Because mm-hmm. I'm in one episode, he went back to play for the Warriors.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. Yeah, see, that was before your time right there.
Yeah,
see,
that
we
was
had
before,
watched it in Coney Island. We had watched that shit, son.
You have any honorable mentions?
I do.
What you got there?
I'm going to see if y'all know this one.
Sister.
Hell no.
Yeah, men didn't really watch that stuff.
I watched it, but no.
No, I wasn't saying that was yours. It just popped up in my head.
Let me see if y'all know this one.
Nope.
You don't know this one?
What's this one?
Just wait till the. Let me see if I can fast forward a little bit.
Chippendale?
I was just about to say.
Chippendale? That's a different version, though.
No, it ain't. When there's danger, you know it never fails. You take me back. That took me back.
Oh, man.
That took me back.
That sounds like a different version, though, right?
It's remastered, but it's the same.
Remastered.
Let me see one more. I don't want to.
Who?
Uh-oh.
Okay. What we got going on there?
Nothing.
Let me see if this the right one. Nah, that ain't a good one. That don't hit like I wanted to hit.
Okay.
Yeah, it don't hit like I wanted to hit. Now this one is one that y'all might not know because I don't hear a lot of people talk about this song. I mean, this show, like, you know what I'm saying, like back in the day. But I don't know if y'all used to watch this. You used to watch this?
Oh, Jungle to Junk? What's that?
Nah, this Tailspin.
Tailspin.
Yeah. You used to watch this? See, they try to put all... They used to try to appropriate little shit. You ain't getting a little Caribbean shit in there?
Oh.
Yeah, you see that?
Yeah, he is.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. I it.
But I, you notice all of mine is cartoons. I'm a big ass kid.
Yeah.
You, y'all got any more honorable mentions?
Nah, nope. I'm good.
I'm done. Well, good.
Shout out to y'all and y'all shows. We appreciate it. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Your favorite. It was one show that somebody mentioned that I meant to play just now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, I'm going to leave.
What you got?
I'm going to leave us. We're going to go out on one. And this one, the rapper was singing it too.
I was going to say, if it got words, we got to sing it out.
Y'all going to sing it out?
We got to. All of us. We got to sing it out. All
right. We're going to sing y'all out. Email us, djblazeshow@gmail.com. Let us know your favorite.
Yep. If I know it.
We don't. That's the thing. We got to figure it out if we know
you
it.
You going to figure it out. Y'all know it. Let everybody know where they can find you on social media.
Find me on Instagram at Corey Sin. Catch you, girl.
Find me on the last week's episode.
Oh, God.
Man.
You can find me on social media at Preach_BP. You can find the show at djblazeshow@gmail.com. Thank y'all for listening. No, hold
don't,
on.
Don't
you can find
no
the show
way.
On Instagram at DJ Blaze Show.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, email us djblazeshow.com. I'm sorry. I'm doing
three. This nigga buffered.
He did.
Y'all know this.
Anywhere?
Reading the. Come on.
What?
Hold on, back. Hold on. A reading rainbow.
A little pitchy.
I can do anything.
Dang, there you go.
Look.
Where is that?
It's in a book.
And where?
Reading rainbow.
Reading rainbow.
Y'all see the.
Reading rainbow.
Reading rainbow.
Freeway has sung this to
he's singing
LeVar.
Yes. LeVar, yep.
Yeah.
Early. That was good.
Shout out to Philly niggas. But we out, y'all. Thank y'all for listening.